Another study about coffee, but this time it's not about those who drink it, it's about those who roast it. So let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And this study, Dr. Cohen, was done by the Centers for Disease Control, and it is a small study, but does this mean that the people who roast coffee are somehow in danger?
Good morning, Dave. The reason this study really came to light or became of interest is because they found that there are two chemicals that are being produced by the roasting process of coffee beans. One is called diacetyl, and the other is called 2,3-pentadione. Now, the reason this is important is because diacetyl came to light around the year 2000 because it was one of the chemicals that was a byproduct of the production of artificial butter flavoring that was used in microwave popcorn. And people didn't know that this chemical was, in fact, toxic to the lung. It turned out that airborne diacetyl caused a lung condition called bronchiolitis obliterans, which has been given the nickname popcorn lung or popcorn.
Popcorn lung. So this is like coal lung disease, the same kind of thing?
It is, because this chemical was found to be causative in the development of this lung condition, which is ultimately a progressive and fatal disease. The only treatment for it is lung transplant.
Wow. Well, that sounds pretty serious. But the study or this conclusion is based on apparently one roastery in Madison, Wisconsin?
So, Dave, in this study, more than a third of the 16 workers that they looked at had abnormal lung function tests. And, quote, our findings of upper respiratory symptoms with a work-related pattern in many employees, fourfold excess of wheeze and abnormalities on lung function testing in about a third of participants suggest a burden of respiratory problems in this workforce. So that was their quote. This is what concerns me, is that it's a small number of people. And so to make widespread recommendations based on this would really, in my opinion, be inappropriate.
Now, this chemical, is this naturally occurring in coffee, or is this something being added at the factory as it was to the buttery popcorn?
No, that's a fantastic question. And in this case, it's something that is a byproduct of the roasting process. So it's naturally in the coffee bean itself and is released as part of the roasting process. Mm-hmm. And so it's different than when it was being used as part of the artificial butter flavoring. Now, the thing that was interesting is they, in trying to be complete, they measured the air quality for dust and so forth, and they found that actually the dust levels in the plant were lower than expected. So the point they were trying to make was the chemical is being released from the beans independent of dust and other factors in the environment. Now, the problem is the study was done at a single roastery. It was done in Madison, Wisconsin. And so and they're asking people to self-report. So when you have a small series like this, you don't know if these people had a higher incidence of respiratory illnesses prior to working in the plant. You don't know if they had allergies or were more prone for other reasons to upper respiratory or lower respiratory illnesses. And you also don't know the effect that the seasons have on these people, which would be different maybe than in other part of the countries.
And this only affects, if it affects anything, it only affects places where the coffee is actually roasted. So if your particular coffee shop doesn't roast on the premises, this doesn't affect you at all.
That's correct. So it doesn't affect baristas. It doesn't affect people at home grinding their own coffees. So the average person doesn't really need to worry about it. To be honest with you, all we can say at this point in time is that the only people we know it affects potentially is the 16 people who were tested in Madison, Wisconsin at this single coffee plant. In order to really determine if this is a problem, this needs to be tested at multiple coffee plants around the country in different cities where roasting is taking place to see if, in fact, this is a reproducible result.
I'm hoping this isn't the chemical that makes coffee smell so good, is it?
I don't know the answer to that, actually. But even if it is, It's not something that's going to affect you at home. You can smell coffee all you want, and it's not going to affect you. They're talking about the amount of exposure that a roasting worker has in a given day, and then in a given day over months and months and months, or even years and years and years before a disease occurs. So it's not going to affect the consumer ever. It's not going to affect a barista who's grinding coffee all day ever. It's really going to be people who are dealing with coffee roasting on large scales.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.